From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Kindergartners in the city of Miami are getting an early financial boost, a new savings account with a deposit of up to $50. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman attended a launch event yesterday and reports that the program is meant to help more kids go to college.
The media center at Santa Clara Elementary School in Alapata is full of parents. Moms and dads of kindergartners are registering their kids for new savings accounts. Jolynn Dixon says her 5-year-old daughter's account will help her learn financial responsibility.
And I also like the idea that as she gets older, she might be able to put money in on her own account.
Her kindergartner, Ariana Dorville, seems pretty happy about it too.
It's my favorite because I like to put money and buy something, and I like computers.
Ariana is one of about 2,300 kindergartners eligible for the accounts this year. Research shows students with even small savings accounts are significantly more likely to attend and graduate from college. The program, Future Bound Miami, was organized by a coalition of local nonprofits. The city of Miami contributed the seed funding, $25 or $50 for each child, depending on financial need. Organizers hope to expand the program within 5 years to include all kindergartners in Miami-Dade County Public Schools. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Alapata.
Opioid-related deaths in Florida may be decreasing, but state officials say the only way to keep those numbers low is to find funding for prevention efforts. Uda Gazia is the director of substance abuse and mental health for the State Department of Children and Families. She says opioid-related deaths dropped by 13% in the first half of 2018. She hopes this is a good sign for the future.
If the second half of 2018 had enormous numbers, that may in the end wash out and still show an increase. But if those trends did continue through the second half of 2018, that may be the first time that we see a decrease in those opioid-caused deaths.
To fight opioid abuse, the state of Florida has received federal funding from a program that ends in September of next year. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.